They're gonna be posted on the internet, but like not until Monday or something like that. So I figured. The exam will be 2 Tuesdays from now, and the review will be next 2 Thursdays from now, and the review will be this coming Wednesday. And I took a lot of your criticism about the last review to heart, and I'm running it, so don't worry about it. Okay, it'll be okay.
Is Wednesday the only review?
Wednesday's the only review session, but it's in class. Can you not make class? Or?
Oh, in class.
It's in class, just like last time. Yeah. So we're gonna go over a lot of stuff in a lot of detail. Try to help y'all out a little bit.
Instead of saying
it,
we can't answer
it. Okay. So let's start. This is like such a cool thing if you have the right attitude about it. All right, the first thing to think about is that this is a mammalian brain, and mammalian brains are fundamentally and structurally incredibly similar. What you are about to see is, in most ways that really matters, not very much different from what you see in human brains. It's a lot smaller, and there's a lot of stuff that's less well developed. But for the most part, everything that's structured in this brain, humans have as well. They just have bigger or smaller versions of it. And one of the things that you're going to want to do is, one of the things I definitely want you to see is that the cortex itself, in terms of its organization, is pretty homogenous and not very interesting. But on the other side of the cortex, underneath the cortex, there's all this cool stuff. And that's really what you want to get at. Get at from underneath the cortex. Things like the fornix, right, which is attached to the cingulate gyrus, or the corpus callosum, which is here, then goes underneath. It's a myelinated sheath, which seems to be involved in the organization of emotional patterns. Midbrain structures, like the hippocampus, which, if you guys can find, is really, really cool. I'll try to help you find it, but it's organized basically underneath the temporal lobe, which is here, okay? These are all not cortical. They're underneath the cortex. So after you do the work that's in here, think about the midbrain and the hindbrain structures. And then all the stuff that's happening in the brainstem, like the pons. The thalamus should be very easy to find. So will the inferior and superior colliculi. Okay? They're actually very, very obvious. And the cerebellum. What I would recommend you do is take half your brain. You got two halves of your brain, right? Take half your brain and take it through that step-by-step process that's on the sheet in front of you. And that will take you all the way to pretty much like basically early subcortical examination. Take the other half of your brain and dig around. Try to find the stuff that you think might actually be very, very interesting that's actually in the book. And in particular, think about it in terms of this context. The cortex itself is really only about 1/8 inch thick. Okay? Everything underneath the cortex is connections to other cortical areas and midbrain and hindbrain areas. So the things that you find underneath the cortex really will tell you a whole lot about how the brain is put together and how it works. Wow. Okay. It's going to have to be part of a brain. Dissection sheets are over here. All right. Okay. We procured some incredibly high technology. Okay. Gloves are over here. Okay. We have some like really high-tech instruments designed to cut your brains out. All right. We also have some metal spatulas. It doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, I recommend you use these because it gives you a better cut and a lighter. It's easier to control the cut. These brains have been stored in formaldehyde, so they're a lot harder than normally would be. If you took a brain like this from a sheep, you know, if you were hunting down sheep one night, you caught a sheep, and you pulled the brain out, it would actually be very squishy and very, very easy to damage. What happened with these is that they were put in formaldehyde, and they were soaked, so they've been basically hardened and solidified. That being said, it's very soft tissue. This is all you're going to need. Okay? This is all you're going to need. You might want to use two, but you should be able to do everything you need to do with fingers and with the butter knives. So come on up, grab yourself an implement of destruction. Tweezers? Tweezers are cool for pulling away some of the smaller parts, and everyone is in every group is trying to ask them. Okay. Follow the dissection process step by step. I want to reiterate, this is a teaching technique. This is a pedagogical method for you guys to learn where the parts of the brain are. I don't care what your brain looks like at the end of this. I heard some chemist was telling me some story about some pig that she was dissecting all semester, and if she messed up the brain, she got points off. I don't care, okay? What matters to me is that you use this to help you on the exam, which comes in 2 weeks, because I guarantee that there's going to be anatomical questions on the exam in 2 weeks. All right, just take my word for it. Just count on that. So have some fun with this. Use it to find the parts that are in here, and then dig around a little bit. If you have questions about a particular organ or nucleus, see if you can find it.
Hey, tell me about the pineal gland.
It's in the hindbrain. Yeah, it's
or the midbrain.
It's really hard to find.
I didn't say anything about it in this book.
The pineal gland is really only interesting if you're into property dualism.
Take it, you don't want to take it.
It's a theory that consciousness is not.
Oh my God.
Descartes. Yeah. Well, because Descartes left the consciousness.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. There are people who don't
believe it. I think so. One last thing. Is it? Are any of y'all leaving before tomorrow? Any of you guys going out of town for the weekend?
Possibly.
Is anybody else going out of town for the weekend? All right. I don't have your questions yet because of the photocopy snap. I'll have them by 8:30 tomorrow morning on the fourth floor outside my office. Okay, they'll be in a box. So that's why I'm just asking now. Otherwise, just get them tomorrow.
Frontal lobe, I guess. Frontal lobe.
Because they always point to like a specific brain, you know?
Like temporal is
right.
I don't know what where the differentiation is. And then
occipital
is.
Try to find the central
Hey Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, is the olfactory bulb in this or not?
It's doubtful.
Doubtful?
Yeah.
Because it says we moved on the diagram.
Yeah, it's usually getting dogged during dissection. Which you should be able to find.
Right, where is that?
Oh, you're talking about the...
Well, look at that. What do you guys do?
No, I'm talking about the factory.
That looks like the olfactory bulb to me.
And what's the other one, the matching and this?
Well, there are two of them. There are two olfactory bulbs, and there's one on each side.
Right.
Yeah. And here's a thinker for you, right? The olfactory bulb. You know, the opticizum is a crossover. And what's happening there is that basically, and the reason for that is because, you know, right hemisphere controls left side of body.
Yeah, right.
Olfactory systems are not like that. Olfactory systems are what we call
ipsilateral.
This is contralateral. Ipsilateral. So when you see this, you see the way it kind of goes into the brain.
I have a question. When you look into the lobe, does it matter? Yeah, when you look at the frontal lobe, it's not just area.
It's just area. I mean, it's supposed to be divided.
They always draw the diagram. They always point to a specific area.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to find. Like, the central solstice is supposed to be right about here. Actually, you can see it on this one.
That's like another just word for what? Like a canal, basically? It's not a structure. It's just a
sulcus is like a valley.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And so here's your central sulcus. So here's your frontal lobe. There's your parietal lobe. And then your occipital lobe back here. So this division here should tell you what.
And temporal parietal, that difference, is there something that separates
those two? The temporal lobe is sort of hard to find, but it's folded under.
Yeah.
The way you think about the brain as a fist,
right.
And the thumb is the temporal lobe,
right.
And then you have your occipital lobe here. So the temporal sort of folds underneath from the other cortex. Guys, it's really hard to find on this, but it would be here. Well, it kind of goes. This is part of it.
That's
right there.
This is actually a sheep brain, right?
That's actually a sheep brain. And so this is a really good way to tell you where it would be.
I don't even see. I see optic chasm, optic tract.
Yeah, the optic tract is here, and what would happen is you would see a crossover. Some of the crossovers are more clear than others, but that's actually, this is the superior colliculus, and so it's going right into the superior colliculus.
Right here. This one's not.
We'll try to, if you guys can't find certain organs, wander around a little bit.
Well, there would be an X.
Let me see if I can
find it. Because there's another picture of
it. Smelling
that thing for about a week in your book bag.
Y'all afraid to turn off your brain for a second?
I put that in this edition. Somewhere.
Right above the cortex. Everybody meets at the same time, like right down the hall from each other.
Wait, you're in Venison,
No, Peterson, the research class.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're
saying. You're in that also?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I know, you're just saying that you got the thing. Because I was a girl who's in another one. She's in my cognitive psych class.
She's pre-psych class?
Yeah, and I got a staff. Not so hard so far, but I'm playing with new information because it's getting sort of like competitive.
Yeah.
And y'all, when y'all are chopping your brains up,
yeah.
A couple of things to notice about this. Some of the fibers are gray and some are white. Right. Think about why that might be so.
There's
based on what we're talking about.
Right there at 4 o'clock.
The white is for long distance. Right. So, I mean, think about it. Why would the long distance?
I guess you want to cut the brain.
What he's done to help transmit information.
You got the brains. You got the buzzer. You got control the board.
Those are your things. And what they do is they attach to various different things. I have no idea what they're all for. My mother actually, she's a nurse,
That's a surrounding structure.
So the travel I bought is
not very dangerous as part of
it. So it must actually be connected to the corpus, but it's just
it's
that level of differentiation. Okay, there's a pin. Okay, so that thing right there on the top end, trying to piggyback on the pineal gland.
Where is that?
Pineal body. You're trying to piggyback right up on top of the head. It's like a separate little structure.
It's got a little
knobby thing.
Oh, it's not this one.
I think that.
Oh, okay. This
well,
is okay.
Like this.
That little.
Look on this stuff. This is actually a sheep. Where is it? He said there was no apparent structure. It's a gland. So it must release some hormone. That's what I heard.
Hang me no
squirting.
There's no squirting.
What exactly is that?
Where's the patch?
Oh, that's probably just a patch because there were some names. The names are really delicate. It's probably cold. So I mean,
Actually, well, only if it's so good. All right, what else do we got?
Nice.
Yeah. singulate John. Oh, that's I think it's just the first layer.
Do you have like a little piece of gray over on top of your thumb?
Guys, some of you are taking the phrase gently separated a little too far and pulling it to the point where I've already seen two groups rip their corpus callosum. Alright? Just pull it wide enough so that you get a little hole where you get the knife in there. And then cut. Alright? Some of you guys are ripping the brain. You did? Okay.
See, this is screwing up, and I'm looking at the other side.
Is it the
actually, I got the hole in
Yeah, you guys are some strange stuff going on. Comes off the pond.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, what?
Is this pineal gland here? It's,
I got a pineal gland, yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
We're assuming. Pineal gland is located in the pineal gland. And
there it is.
Through the rat.
Yep, that's it.
And we're thinking it's a superior colloquial
right there. It's one of the best ways to
use it. It's a separate body completely.
Yeah, you really got to get in there. After you do this analysis, you cut this area away. And cut away the cortex and you'll be able to see the superior
colloquial.
The hypothalamus? Well, the thalamus is... Our job here is to get the balance is sort of a broad structure. You can see, I look here, should say it right here. The hypothalamus? The hypothalamus is sort of whole hypothalamus underneath. So it's kind of hard to see as a differentiated object. It's real small.
Like on this half of the
It's not a connecting area.
What do you got? What do you think this is a hypothalamus? It's like a separate structure.
That is a mammoid. You hook underneath. There's the optic tract, right? Yeah, so what you're seeing right there is you're actually seeing the cross section of the fibers that make up the optic tract. Yeah.
So the optic tract is, there's an optic nerve where, you mean?
This is the optic nerve.
Optic tract is
yeah.
The nerve.
Last question.
Right. Yeah.
This part right there.
This area here? Okay, so this is going to be, when you pull this over, that's your superior colliculus. It's just you can't see it from because it's hidden by cortex.
Oh, okay, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. So after you guys do some, one thing you can do is you can actually do a horizontal slice this
right.
way. And sort of see what actually knows they're done. Do the horizontal slice this way. Because what's happening is that the cortex is hiding the cortex is hiding all this cool stuff.
Right.
So if you can peel away the cortex, I'll be able to pull it away. You'll see a lot more.
Now, with this, let me get two more questions. We got some gray material right there.
That's meninges. That's it's a membrane that protects the brain.
And it's that far inside the brain?
Because what it does is it also goes inside the... This is a vesicle. What'd you say? Not the full, it's the... ventricle. Inside the ventricle. This is a ventricle. Here. Yeah, this is a big space there. That's a ventricle.
And there's a big old monitor there. Yeah, exactly. And you see this white, really, this is a really tough. That's actually a tough fiber that separates this denticle on the right hemisphere from the left hemisphere. If you chop through it, there would be fluid inside this denticle.
And so, is there any hormones that are secreted?
Yeah, it's, I don't know what it's for, but it's secreted.
Yeah, it looks like a little snail.
are separated by the
This is the nerve, this is the afternoon.
It might be because the afternoon nerve goes back to the because the afternoon nerve goes right back to the back of the brain. To the winter cell.
Take
one of the two brain hemispheres and pull the cortex or cerebellum away from the brain.
That's the process.
So yeah, that's what you were trying to do. Right? Okay. Hey, Dan.
I don't know.
A little bit of pressure.
Like brain.
A little bit of pressure. All these just start to work. So we got one half that's toast, but we got to identify a couple of things.
All right, let's take a look. No, this is good. This is a start. Okay. All right.
Because I had to
see. All right. This is yours. Remember, we were talking about those large objects here. Okay, so first let me find everything. It was like this. Okay. And your superior collectors and your inferior collectors. Okay.
And is this the cortex?
This is the cerebellum.
The cerebellum.
Right. Now imagine, like, with humans, it would look like this, right? Which is why we were a little confused. But animals, yeah, it's like straight back. So this is superior inferior collectors. Now, what you're supposed to be able to do is you cut right through the middle of this. Is find the substantia nigra, but I haven't found anybody who can do it. Okay, you can do it. Alright, so this is a good example. See, you had the thalamus, which was here, right? And then the hypothalamus was here, and then you have this. This is really, I have no idea what exactly this object right here is. No, this big old pumpkin nucleus right here, it's got a lot of veins, it's highly innervated, and if you pull away this stuff here, let me show you something. This is really tough because it's highly myelinated, but if you pull this away, you see the little stripes, the little lines there? That is all fibers, that's all nerve fibers. I don't know what that is. I think it's like basically, I mean, this may actually be a thalamus and this may be the hypothalamus. In which case, you know, like all this crap we've been doing before is wrong. I've been told wrong all these years. It makes more sense because this is a bigger object that has a whole lot of nerve fibers extending from it, and there's a smaller object beneath it. But whatever it is, it's really interesting because of all the nerve fibers coming out of it, the highly myelinated. So you guys found the superior colliculus and inferior colliculus. And then what else we got here? Is this colliculus?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the fornix. Alright.
Wait, isn't the fornix right on
It's on the ventral side of the corpus callosum. And what you get here is that... Okay, is this the corpus callosum here?
No, this is...
Okay.
This is part.
Okay. And then
we just kind of took a cross section and I just tried to take it apart to find out.
Okay, so this is actually built on top of that.
I don't remember, to be honest. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
It was
okay,
like
that's
the
curve.
And yeah, and then this is the corpus callosum and that's itself alone.
You see this little lung here? If I remember correctly, this would actually go into the temporal lobe because this looks like a temporal lobe projection. So when you cut this one open, be a little more careful. Try to cut off the top of the cortex. See how that happens? Okay, ooh,
yeah. So try to cut off here.
Check this out. Alright, pull this away.
What's in your right, between your right thumb and finger?
Right here?
Yeah. No, this pull back. Mm-hmm. What's that snail like? The thing that kind of curves around and stuff?
There.
Looks like a little knob, a tendon like this right here.
I don't know what that is. This is, this part right here is interesting because there is the fornix. You see that? You see this right here? This is the fornix. And if you pull this away, really? Yeah, if you peel it away, really gently. underneath that. Yeah, it's really interesting. And underneath that, on this side, should be the campus. Yeah, no, be careful with that. All the crap that's coming out. But this curves around like that, and then where's the... Am I doing this right? Oh, okay, so this is frontal, and this is... Okay. And this, what happened here is underneath this, kind of nestled in there, should be the campus. In the temporal lobe, right in here, should be the amygdala. So if you pull the fornix away, and you put, there's another layer of fornix here, you pull that away, you try to get the campus sort of nestled in the cortex.
So those things are actually, you can't see them, but they
Yeah, you really gotta dig.
So I should make a cut on top of this corpus and just try and...
Cut on top and try to get out two ways. But remember, what's gonna happen is that those bodies will separate away from each other.
Right,
you know what I mean? But it's hard. Like, finding them at the campus is really hard. Really hard to find. Yeah, it's not even on this. Yeah. It's just very delicate. Actually, it is. Yeah.
I used hunger, man.
The red nucleus. It's so hard to see on this thing because if you cut in between, you should be able to find the substantia nigra, but I sort of doubt it because it's really hard to spot. It should be like a couple of black dots in the middle. This is where staining techniques really make sense. Okay, the nausea, the brain, the heart, you doing all right? Okay, did you find
And they stain them with like different colors, and then they get computer image all of them. They just did that for a woman, too. Yeah, because they didn't have a woman who was like scummy enough to want to do that, too, I guess.
Cool, you can just peel off the sheet thing.
Oh, the outside. Oh, the outside.
I used the last, like, stuff.
Yeah. We got hash now. Look at that. Look at our brain. We got hash.
Look.
It's amazing.
Here's your
Did you see these two?
I'm
prepared for
No chicken, no sushi. What do we got for the time? How much longer should we be expected to stay? We can do whatever. I'm getting ready right now, right?
Thank you.
Oh, we're
gonna find a time for the Astros.
We
can't find anything.
I'm gonna help you guys try.
Watch out for you. Yo, don't get brains on the tables, okay? Put them in the refrigerator. That's disgusting.
Quick steak knife, the sauce, steak laying out.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, this is important. Alright, if you're finishing up, there's a container right over here. It says, discard parts. It says parts discard. Only throw brain tissue in there. Don't throw gloves or snot or tampons or any other stuff. Just brain, okay? Yeah. The second thing is clean up your mess. Clean up your mess. Okay? No, we're not going to recycle the brain card, okay? Don't worry about it. Wash off your utensils and wash off your plates.
I need to wash that place up.
What? You? Don't wash out your trays and throw your gloves away in this plastic garbage bag right over here. Okay?
Where did we go?
That's a lot of shit.
Give them to me in
early morning.
He's trying to discard parts right here. Clean up your mess in these trays up front. Let me take a look here and see what you got.
Yeah, it's not there.
You guys are really fine. These are some intense questions, man. These are some very intense questions.
They're okay. I mean, actually, in some ways, well, the material, a lot of this you don't know yet, right? But we're going to talk about this next week. But I think about it this way. I think these are a lot more conceptually straightforward. So,
well, I agree. Yeah, it's not like it's not as much going on a limb. Yeah.
There's only one thing. Right. Your brain is so.
Is that those questions? Get this one over here.
I just want to look at you.
Go ahead.
Okay. You see this? You see this section right here? And it's kind of turning around right there?
The amygdala is nestled so deep inside there that in order to get to it, you really have to destroy it. It's underneath all this cortex, right?
Put the bills in a plastic garbage bag.
Actually, it's due on Monday. All right. Yeah.
When is your critique due?
Monday.
Thursday.
Monday?
Monday or Thursday?
The outline was due on Thursday.
How are we going to get it to you?
Give it to me in class. Y'all will find a